The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That's
Johnny
not,
Blue Skies.
Is it really?
Yeah. He dropped a new album, man. Sturgill Simpson's alter ego, Johnny Blue Skies.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I knew it was coming. I forgot to check up on it.
Yeah,
he did Eddie Murphy.
He did a couple. I'm rejoining with another song from it later.
I like it.
It's
he does
another cover that is superb.
I kind of like this reggae sweat.
I hope he does. You can do it, put your back into it. I can do it, put your ass into it.
He does Player's Ball.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
God, that's good.
Oh, it comes again, too. Like, does he have to pay Eddie Murphy residuals on this?
I don't know, probably. Do you think he wore the red jumpsuit when he sang it?
Oh, yeah. From Raw?
I think it was from Raw.
I get which... Raw and Delirious. I forget those next up. Which outfit he wore. He wore a blue suit on one and a red on another one. Eddie Murphy.
God, red had to be Raw, I would imagine. I get it mixed up, too. I think they were the only two.
I have to think of the VHS cover. Okay, so you know how when somebody will, I notice it on like social media. Oh, yesterday was awful. Don't ask. And I'm the one that won't.
Yeah,
like,
you're good about that.
I'm the one that won't.
But I kind of like I get sucked into it a lot.
Well, you told me you've heard it twice. So I was in here and Paige was like dropping these little. Oh, yeah, somebody's... Okay, this is what I heard.
Okay.
Can I do an impression?
Okay.
Yeah, just be careful what you're saying.
But it still itches. No, that's... I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God, it burns!
She called me to make sure I was okay, because she had seen it on the news. And see, I don't watch the news.
You don't? Mm-hmm. You're good at that.
I'm great at not watching.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't hear what happened over the weekend?
I'm wanting to.
I had a lot going on
this weekend. I had nothing going on. I went to a party.
It was
1-year-old.
It was something else. I'll be honest with you. It all happened when I just arrived at work.
Because Paige works other places too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like five other places.
So I get to Dillard's. I'm going down the escalator onto the second floor.
Ooh,
and as I turn around, I see people running into the store screaming.
Must have been a sale.
And so I grab this woman and I said, is there a live shooter? And she goes, yes, run.
And you should get my permission next time.
And so I went and told somebody and they called security. And then we just waited to see. And I went to the stock room to see if it was open because that's where I had ran before when something had happened. To lock ourselves in there if there was a live shooter.
That's the first thing you ask? Like, I wouldn't think to ask that. Somebody running in. Like, is there a shooter?
Oh, that was your first
That's
question?
I wouldn't think about it.
When I saw somebody, I said, why are you running? Is there a live shooter? And she said, yes, there is. And then I see a group of people coming afterwards. At that, you know, and I wanted to know.
Well, she said, I'm not telling you. Or she just mocked you.
When people are screaming and running, when they're like, They're just terrified.
Right.
Even if it's a balloon pop, but this wasn't.
Well, the balloon pop was the same thing. People were running and screaming with their... This one lady had her baby in her hand, and she was running out the door.
You're supposed to carry it like a cat when you run.
I thought like a football.
So at that point, I didn't know what direction it was coming
towards.
Did
you hear, like, gunfire?
I did not hear it, but I know the people that I work with did hear it.
Did it go, bah, bah, bah?
Yeah. And one of our other makeup artists was at Sephora, and she heard the glass shatter and the gunshots, and they ran out the back.
I would have thought Stone Cold was there.
So apparently it was a shooting over by the food court.
What's going on, Terry? By the food court?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Miles.
So we were waiting to get instructions to see, and I had my stuff with me. I was just watching to see in what direction to go. And where people were going the exits, because I was telling this girl that I work with, be careful running out the door because you don't know who has a gun or what the story is yet. Yes. Don't run into the parking lot because you may be shot and be someone's
getaway. You should have went on live. You should have live streamed it.
No, I didn't want to go live because I was just waiting to see what, you know, where are people running to, where, because they were getting out to the exits. There was.
Do they? Well, it sounds like you got trained in. Do they tell you what to say, or are you just telling this stuff to people?
No, I just kind of was calm, and I don't know. I think my. I just watched people run towards me, and just the fear in their eyes, I knew that there was something bad, and if they were coming my way.
They must have seen the movie. They want an autograph.
No, I never thought that. I just wanted to help people and get them to the exit, because I was just saying, go that way. Go straight.
Wow. Okay. Dang, I want to do another impression. I'm not making fun of the incident at all. Mm-hmm. Just a serious incident occurred at the mall yesterday involving reports of gunfire. Fortunately, this store is safe, and we were successfully evacuated. Yesterday, as I descended the elevator to the second floor at work, I noticed people rushing into the store from the mall. I approached a woman who was running and inquired if there was an active shooter, to which she responded that she had witnessed someone being shot over in the food court. The mall has returned now to normal operations, and we're back to work. Thank you for all your kind words. You approached a woman.
I did.
Nice.
I'm not calling BS on you, but I'm calling BS on the people. If that happened, to run to where you are from where that happened is kind of out of the way.
It is, but people were leaving as they were going there because they were told to evacuate. Because people, when the shots, get down, and people ran out the door. People left their things. One lady ran out and lost one of her shoes.
Jesus.
It was panic because, I mean, I heard from 12 to 20 gunshots.
Oh, that's a lot. There was reports of a lot of shots.
And the glass shattering was very loud. So if you hear that kind of
that
stuff.
That could have been stone cold.
Could have been.
Is it like that? Is it got bald?
Yeah, the
swilling beer?
I don't know exactly. Around, I know
that's well.
Where, like, it was the glass. What do you call that thing?
Window.
No
door.
Pane. Yeah,
there were windows, and then there was like a fence thing over by the food court. What do you call that? Like a gate?
A rail.
Rail. Thank you. Yeah. Glass rail.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know exactly where it began because I wasn't there, but. I just got reports of people screaming and running towards.
Did you want to convert back to your news day when you were in California and get like one of the makeup artists to like be your cameraman and say, I want to go live right now?
God, like I'm surprised. I haven't seen video. I'm surprised.
It's Skyski reporting live here at Dillard's.
A bunch of kids shooting each other in the food.
I don't know if I would go live.
Was it kids?
17-year-old, yeah.
Without having, I mean, at that point, I was more worried about getting people out of the store than trying to.
Was someone getting a makeover and they had to run out of the store and yes. Half their face is made up and the other half isn't?
Well, there was one lady.
Like
there was one lady that
turned from the side to
that,
side
that stayed because she had a concealed carry gun and.
Like, what if you were taking a dump?
Told her daughter
the,
she was
in the
okay.
Mall bathroom, and all of a sudden you heard that. Like, I think I'd go again.
I was
literally. I'm in the right spot right now.
I feel like you'd be the guy in Nagasaki as soon as they dropped the bomb, making fun of all the people running around.
Oh, I would be the one that when I heard people screaming, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll flush.
But in all honesty, when people see people run, common sense makes them want to leave too.
Right.
Nobody was staying except people that.
Yeah,
I might have ran through Cheesecake Factory and grabbed a celebration slice.
And then they closed our doors. And yeah. We waited, and then when the police
did the
came,
news come?
No, the police came, and we were escorted out with our hands up in the air.
Whoa!
A lot of cops, I saw.
And with their hands in the air?
Yeah, and they were searching our store to make sure nobody was in there with a gun.
Wow.
One guy owns a little jewelry pagoda, like out in the middle, like a little island.
Oh, he pierces there.
He said he didn't want to go back until he knew it was safe.
And here's the thing. That's why I was watching, because if somebody ran in with a gun, they can go to the dressing rooms, they can go hide, and then we're in a worse situation.
Well, I don't know. Like, I thought there were detectors. I guess there's not. As soon as you walk in, there probably will be now. There should be.
Metal detectors?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's metal. Something. Is metal.
Yeah, I mean, something to, or, you know, like a page mentioned guards. Maybe they should have guards, like, you know, more guards around the mall.
Well, I mean, the worst time, Friday and Saturday, at least on those days.
I would have searched Manhattan first, make sure nobody was hiding, and just walk around.
No, this was in Greenville.
But here's the thing, that this city, the tax revenue from that mall, and how many people have jobs there, they need to keep it a really safe environment for people to go to.
Because well, that, I mean, yeah.
That
yeah. Schools also.
I mean, anywhere, it just common sense. And I know the police, they were there and in a very short amount of time. They were great. Props to them. But there needs to be something done.
Yeah, I don't know how you can enforce, you know, well, he's 17. I guess you can't really, curfew-wise, but it's during the day at a mall, so you can't say you can't come here.
And there's all these senior citizens that walk the mall on a regular basis. It's not just shops. It's just people go there for social activity. There's
people that go use it for and don't spend anything.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, every day.
They need.
We have locals that go there.
They
could
go walk at the well. Because they do have all those, you know, parameters of making sure no guns in there.
Well walkers.
Yeah.
Shout out. Probably doing it right now. Thank you.
Man, that's wild. It makes me not want to go anywhere.
And yeah, and I'm
without my strap.
I'm just saying it can happen anywhere you go. Just be aware of your surroundings. See what happens. See what people are doing. And call somebody. If you see people acting crazy, call the police, you know? Common sense.
Like, I would like to know, obviously they won't announce it, you know, somebody got shot in the neck, so.
Damn.
How's that person doing? Somebody got shot in the foot.
I don't really know. Those are the reports that I got. I don't know.
They're clearly not happened. Going to any kind of target practices.
No, they arrested the 17-year-old and going to charge him, but, like, how about the people he was shooting at? Like, where are they at?
Yeah.
Maybe they're still looking for him.
I don't know the whole story behind it, obviously. And, you know, until it goes to court, we probably won't know the truth.
I would like to see cameras from the food court.
Oh, man.
Just see how it went down.
Speaking of that, and I'm glad you're safe, Paige.
Thank you.
That's crazy. That is so crazy. It really does make me not want to go anywhere.
Stuff like that not make you want to quit.
No.
Well,
I mean, it could happen anywhere. It can happen at any store, any restaurant, any place. It just...
Yeah, but do you... I don't want to ask that.
Ask it. I mean...
Do you have to have that job? Like, do you need it?
Oh, Lord. Why are you asking her that? Come on. Go.
I mean, that's twice. Well, the first one, you know, I mean...
The first one was terrifying.
First one was a balloon pop, but still, like, the hysteria.
With people running because it was loud.
I don't know, man.
And see, here's the thing. You don't know. You don't know if it's domestic or if it's terrorist. You don't know.
At that point, who gives a crap?
You just run. You don't stay. There was a lot of people coming back to the mall yesterday. Like nothing ever. Like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We're good at moving on.
Yes.
I wouldn't go back, like in a work capacity, but you know.
Well, no, with the school shootings and stuff, like a lot of that's what made a lot of parents start homeschooling because they were like, I don't feel that my kids are safe there.
Yeah,
but where are people safe now? If we're gonna pull people out of school, we're not gonna have stores. What are we gonna do? Sit in our homes for the rest of our lives?
Yes.
Sounds nice, actually.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, wow, man. Wow, wow, wow.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
That was the last second. Yeah, that's my name. Here, just say that.
Jesus.
I've seen that before, like on those YouTube videos where it'll be like TV news bloopers or whatever,
yeah.
And they'll be somewhere at the scene of a crime and, sir, will you come on and talk with us? Nah, man, I don't want to do that. Please, sir, what's your name? Call me Bobby Knuckles.
Bobby Knuckles. It's like Reginald Denny. They've been trying to interview that guy for numerous documentaries.
Makes a good breakfast.
He does. He does. Might have blood on your eggs, but either way.
Oh, Lord.
He would not talk to anybody.
Can you blame him?
Well, I know.
Yeah.
That's one of those names like God bless. What's his name? Come on, I don't need you. I want to say Buttafuoco, but it ain't him.
No.
Give me some help here. You know who I'm thinking about.
I don't, actually.
His wife slung it out the window. Don't say it, though. Help me out.
I know who it is.
Give me the initials.
JB. Because he did adult films for a little bit.
It's not Joey Buttafuoco.
No.
That's a Lolita.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Amy Fisher and Mary Jo.
What am I doing?
Do it the other way. Gotta help him better.
She was doing an impression of a chicken.
Yeah. It was John Chickenhead's his name.
John Chickenhead? What's it rhyme with? Make it fun. What's it rhyme with?
Slobbit.
Oh, John Bobbit. Oh, you were bobbing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you
I thought
go.
You were pecking like a chicken.
John is John Pecker. That's who it was.
John Pecker?
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny
bobbing
Pecker.
My head.
Ooh, what's the name?
Johnny Pecker.
Dang it, man. Yeah, old Bobbit.
Old Bobbit.
I think he got to pick his replacement, if you know what I'm saying.
Like you get to walk into like a showroom?
Because they did reattach it, or they attached something.
Was it a cadaver?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if they were doing that back then.
Or did they find it in the bushes?
I think they
something?
Did find it.
I think that's
oh,
it.
Lord.
But I don't know if they could put the original back home.
Well,
I think he got a black one, maybe.
Really?
I mean, I would have asked for one, but I think that's what he got.
Let me see.
Well, I mean, like, you're weird to say that.
You got to mix and match, right?
You're weird to say that.
You got to please. Oh, you're weird to think about it. You brought his name up.
I did not bring it, Reginald Denny. I said he makes a good breakfast. Now, several people have asked about this on text, including the legendary P1 Big Brown. And
what's up, Big?
I don't need to see the video. I've read the story. I don't need to see the video of the 21-year-old woman in Brazil doing a bungee jump from a bridge, and they forgot to attach her to the safety rope.
Oh, my God.
I hate doing this. I hate it. That's the first thing I did was go watch the video.
God, how? Like.
Yeah. Of course, it's all over X.
Why would, like. I want to ask people. I know I'm a puss when it comes to gross videos. Yesterday,
worst responder.
I'm the worst. That came up yesterday at Teddy's birthday party. I'm there with a fireman and a trucker, and they're talking about, you know, their life and all these things, and then I'm like, yeah, Fat Boy accidentally said the F word on the radio the other day and had to dump out. It was kind of crazy.
Not the one you're thinking.
They're like, which F word? But anyway,
it's taking guesses.
So. Why, first off, why do you want to see that video? Like, what is
well,
it going to do for you?
When I saw the story, they play the first part of the video.
Yeah.
So they try to hook you in. And you know, they're like, well, we can't show you the rest.
Yeah.
But X can. So I'm like, let me go watch it.
Jesus, man.
And it was, well, here's the thing.
I don't, like, don't be graphic, please. Step by the room if you need to be.
When you go watch.
You'll wreck me.
When you go watch the video, you see a lot of stuff first that say this is not real. Here's the real video. And the real video, which is not real, shows her attached to the rope and everything's cool.
Wait, it's not real?
No, it's real. But they're leading people to think it's not real, and it got a ton of shares and likes.
Okay, I don't understand.
This really happened.
Yes.
It was world news everywhere.
Right.
So when you go look for the video, somebody made a fake video that looks really real. And they're saying, didn't happen. She's okay, but she's not okay. She's very dead.
Wow.
Her fiance saw it, and then when he got to the bottom, they had to lead him away because he was all kinds of sick.
God bless.
The guys that launched her got, I think, charged with...
Six people arrested.
Reckless homicide or whatever. They weren't allowed to be where they were.
How could people be so careless?
They're not even like at a amusement park or like a touristy... Like they're on a bridge.
Yeah, which people have done that at that part of that bridge before.
Uh-huh.
So they're there, and they're just holding her up like you would like crowd surf almost.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's face down.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And I just saw a still shot, and literally, like, how did – oh, man.
They just launch her, and then somebody said
– God bless.
Like 2 seconds later, the rope, and you see it there. Which I don't know how you forget. Now, I don't have to tell you what's on the video, but when you watch it, the whole thing is probably about 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah, man.
Of how it happened.
Wow.
It doesn't look as graphic as you think it would be. It sounds worse than it looks.
I have no ounce of whatever it would be called in my body to want to feel... I'm not an adrenaline junkie on things like that. I like my dopamine hits and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't like... that would not... Like, I've said it a million times. You could put $1 million in cash on the ground and say, all right, we're going to go up in this airplane. You're going to skydive. You get to the ground, you can have that money. I would not.
Well, I don't know.
I would have a heart attack on the way down and die.
Did you see that story in Missouri over the weekend? There was a plane carrying 12 people crashed. They were going up skydive, and the plane crashed, killed everybody on board.
You're just happy joy today, aren't you?
I don't know what's going on.
The Brazilian thing. I just, like that, and then the slingshots and stuff. Especially the ones where they like taking them down and putting them apart and taking them down and putting them back together and like, no, sir. No, sir. No way.
No.
Did you ride the ride at the Stratosphere?
No.
I don't either.
No.
We never went up there.
I don't know what that is. Is that a new Indian casino?
It's like a free fall thing.
No. No, I have no desire to do anything like that. Like a mutual friend of mine is really into... mountain biking, and he does those GoPro videos of them going straight out.
Oh no, that'd be like, vertigo, man.
How, like, you have a family, you got like, I don't know, I have kids, he's got 3, maybe 4.
That's a lot.
And I'm like, you taking it to death, that rush, that feeling to possibly break your neck and be a paraplegic.
Oh. I don't even want to indoor skydive. Now I'm too big to do it anyway.
I was going to do that last time we went. And they were like 4-hour wait in Gatlinburg.
That's supposed to be fun, though.
I know. I thought I would do it. I wish my grandpa was still around. We'd recreate Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the one I liked.
I'm too big to zip line. I can't do that either.
And the roof would blow off.
Ziplining's fun.
We'd just fly through the air. It'd be great. We'd look down. Oh, look.
Somebody's got to hold you, too. I'm like, stop. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Quit holding me. I'm just over a big fan. What's going
to
happen?
Right. But, like, no desire to do that. No desire to. I did the NASCAR experience thing. That was enough experience for me.
Did you drive?
Yeah. No. I only sat.
Oh.
But I drove.
I don't want to do that.
2 races at Greenville Pink Speedway and won them both.
I've seen Jug's car. Can't even fit through the window.
No.
I know it's fitted for him, but still, the window's small. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to fall out if you.
Well, you know that you got to be low to the ground.
You think he cussed out his daddy after the race?
Man, I don't know, but they look just alike. I can't tell who's who.
Dude, right? Like, his dad looks... I mean, you could see... Yes, Jug, you see your daddy? All right, get used to it. That's what you're going to look like. There's no doubt.
I want you to look like that for Halloween almost. Just, like, go everything gray.
They should do, like, a Freaky Friday. Jug should be great. Dude, that for his record-breaking race. He's grayed out. Tony's black again. I mean, hair.
Well, that's this weekend.
His hair's black. I know.
So they're going to have to do it pretty quick.
I think he's coming in Wednesday or Thursday.
He better get his ass in here.
We gotta meet him or have him on before the official record-breaking.
It's about to break Kenny Wallace's record for starts.
This is our Cal Ripken Jr. B&O warehouse moment.
It really is. A lot younger and smaller.
Yes. A lot.
Galping them some weight, man.
You know, the real heavy ones never did great, you know, NASCAR drivers. The real.
God, who was the biggest? I'm going to have to come back and find out. They're all like Blaney.
Benny
They're
Parsons
all
was fat as hell.
He was big.
Yeah.
Well, Junior Johnson had his own country ham line, too.
Kelly Yarborough was chunky.
And there was one that was really tall, right? Who was that?
Host of ours tall now. I think Ned Jarrett was pretty tall, wasn't he?
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah.
We just lost Ned Page.
Oh,
yeah.
God bless.
Yeah, we still got Grady Jarrett, though.
He's
still
with
us. Hey, big ones. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, if you're wanting to see Seth Rogen plan to work with James Franco again, think again. It's never going to happen.
Oh.
He's a big pain in the ass.
Which one?
Oh, Seth Rogen. Because, I'll let you finish. I don't know if you have what I'm going to say in your little story.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just tell you the whole reason. Well, we all know. Seth says, nothing's changed since he last publicly spoke about his strange friendship with James Franco, and they haven't spoken in a long time, and they have no plans to work together whatsoever. And this is because James faced sexual misconduct allegations in 2018. Nothing's changed.
Wow. He said, Seth Rogen, said that there's a lot to it that people don't know that involves other people he didn't want to mention. But, I mean, at that point, if you really were friends and, you know, you can't let him redeem himself, like, were you friends anyway? Or are you protecting your career now?
That's what I was thinking. Like, it's that thing where, hey, man, like, you're my boy, but, like, we can't be seen publicly together.
Yeah. Which is, I can't remember really the accusations. Was it underage stuff? Or,
you know,
I know it was sexual, right?
Yeah, it was underage girls.
There's more than one coming forward.
Yeah, that was a part of that whole time where it was obviously Me Too was kind of white hot, and he got caught in the middle of it.
But and then it's also where I get stuck in that thing all the time where I don't remember, because so many were, you know, coming out at once. I don't remember the ones that were vindicated versus not, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't either. Like,
there should be a website. I've said this before, where you could put in a famous person's name, and we find out, you know, the allegations, were they dropped or whatever? Because once you have been publicly thought of as a pedophile or whatever, like, chances are it will never, ever stop.
That would be a good website. They should invent it in California and hire people to work there.
They don't hire people out there anymore, just robots.
So, according to this, five women shared shocking allegations against him, and from non-consensual sex acts or any. I don't know specifics about that, but five women.
See, have you heard about the... I don't know if it's it's a new drinking game. Every time I say, I don't know if it's AI. That's every time I do that, you have to drink, whether it's coffee, whether you're having liquor early, whatever.
You about to get tore up.
But there's a YouTube channel that says that it's James Franco, but it looks awful like it's one of those, like the Tom Cruise deep fakes.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
And he keeps talking about, like, guys, like all this end of time like stuff, like, guys, this disclosure day thing, like, this is a real thing, like, and he's not even in that movie, you know, like, it's not he's pushing that agenda, but I can't tell if it's really him or not. I don't know if you know what, I'll look that up now.
You know, it's got to be a career protection type move, because he could come out and say, I don't, you know, I don't condone any of it, but it's happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, you know, we're working together, I'm not going to punish him for it.
Well, I mean, in all respect to everybody else who works with somebody, you don't know what people do at home.
And yes, but you're judged by... Now, it's weird. You're judged by the company you keep, but also I have the opinion of, I don't necessarily give a damn about what just anybody thinks either. Like, if you draw your own conclusions without finding out, that's on you, not me. But, you know, I've disassociated with people over the years that got, you know, in a way where... Yeah, I wouldn't want to be riding with you if there was a cop behind us, or I wouldn't want to go here, there, and yonder. Hell yeah! I mean, Lord, that's the thing I tell my daughter over. You know, I said, over time, you will lose friends, and your circle will grow so small that it will almost, you will look back at your life thinking, what did I do wrong? And it ain't that. It's just life, people. You see the same thing with your family. It's like once everybody starts having their own kids and then grandkids, everything starts splicing off. Well, then you're the grandparents that's got to host the whole thing.
Yeah. Ugh. You don't do all that.
And it's...
Somebody should have told him how it looks. It looks like you left him high and dry when he was going through a tough spot, when everybody thought you were a lot closer than you ended up being.
But look at what... Ashton Kutcher
And Mila Kunis did for Danny Masterson, and that came back to haunt them.
What you say or do.
Yeah, which they should have said then, look, he was a friend. You know, we were trying to help him out. We didn't know. Sorry. Look at Johnny Depp. The courts just had to say he wasn't liable when he got his career back.
But people know it. But I mean, maybe Seth didn't know anything about James, and that's fair enough. But the Diddy freak-offs where bad behavior was allowed for so many years that nobody said anything. But just all of a sudden, women started talking about it, and then things changed. That's what my problem is. Why do people accept bad behavior and let people get away with raping people? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That Diddy situation was was a lot of protection going on there for some people.
Okay, by the way, it is really James Franco on there. But people do think it's planting seeds for a movie that he's promoting. But he's like, he keeps saying, guys, just remember 2319, 2319. And it's some kind of mysterious numerical code. And he's like, he's doing kind of like Shia LaBeouf. It's very
losing
weird.
His mind.
Yeah, but
up in here
it says the series of bizarre and unsettling videos from Franco surfacing on YouTube and TikTok are sparking intense online speculation, dividing internet users over what's actually happening. I feel that way anytime I watch anything.
So this whole thing.
What's happening?
With this whole thing with Seth and James, it was an interview with the New York Times where Seth was asked if he'd ever work with him again, and he said no. But that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
At this point,
I could give you a list of people I'll never work with again.
At this point, Franco should be like, you know, I'm good. If we don't work together, fine. You know.
Nasty Boys would be on the list.
They'll both go on to have careers still. Not the Nasty Boys, but
but Franco and but like Seth Rogen is in that. I mean, many would maybe say the same about me, but like when I see Seth Rogen, I think I put him in the same little pile with Will Ferrell, where your best years are behind you.
Pretty much.
Like I loved Will Ferrell, but God, it's gone. I mean, it's so gone. Yeah. I think part of that's with Adam McKay, his writing partner, and their big split up. But
I didn't even care about watching Seth Rogen's new show, and it's evidently a popular big show.
Well, I didn't even know he had, what is it, on Apple or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go, man.
It's won a bunch of awards. Like, I don't even care anymore.
I realize I can get Apple TV, but they don't market it. Like, they don't market those shows the way, like, Netflix and
stuff
does.
Some of it's really good.
If you're already paying for the iTunes, you could probably get it included.
Yeah, you get it with that.
Yeah, I got a Russian password, but you know.
I love how he taps into the palm of his hand. You're so good with that, man.
Well, did you see me when you were talking about John Bobbitt? I was over here lobbing it off.
He pretending he was cutting off his penis.
I was tucking like Buffalo Bill.
That's why I didn't see you. That's why I had to do my.
They got a new house. I saw on ESPN. Buffalo Bill.
Did he really?
Something like that.
Oh wow.
Was it or the Buffalo Bills tucked and took a picture? Maybe I got it mixed up, but you know something about Buffalo Bill.
Mm-mm. They should have had the actual. They should have done like a
be the throwback uniforms.
Yeah, but they're all dressed like the Bill from the old Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, nice. I'm Mr. Bill.
The
Bill from God dang it.
And then Green Bay could do the hunka hunka cheese guy.
Timer the cheese guy.
A hunka 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 hunka
hunka. Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.